Peter Labardius is a member of the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame. How does that sound to you, sir?
I've got goosebumps from one end to the other. It's incredible. I'm so honored, so proud, and so thankful for Lisa Down and even people like yourself who suggested that maybe I could even be a candidate. It's one of the greatest things that certainly, if not the greatest thing that's ever happened in my career.
When and how did you find out?
I found out about a month and a half ago from Bob Reindel, who called me, left me a message. I was out scouting, which I do every night during the hockey season, and called the number and, was absolutely less completely blown away. I knew I'd been nominated, but I really, really didn't think there was much chance that it was going to go past that. So that's how I got the news.
You have to know that you do have some real good sporting connections in this community. From the time you were growing up and following around at the Ball Diamonds and on the golf courses and at the hockey rinks, I mean, you've been a sports junkie in this city when you were growing up, and as a result, you got to be known very, very well.
Well, it's like I said, it's I love, as you know, we've known one another for a long time. I love sports, and yes, whether it was my association with the Saskatoon Harmony Centers or playing minor hockey or playing baseball growing up for the legendary Spyrou-Likas, and then, you know, having the great fortune to come back and work at what was then STV and now Global for the better part of 4 years early in my career, or relatively early. I love my hometown. It means the world to me. And, you know, I was joking with somebody the other night that there would have been a few years less as a 15 and 16 year old between the Blades, every midget game I could go to, every University of Saskatchewan Husky. I might have been out of the house about 300 nights a year at local sporting events. So, yeah, I put in a little time growing up and could have never, ever imagined an honor like this.
You mentioned the name Spyrou-Likas. I know he's very special to you.
He is.
And what does it mean to join him in the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame?
You know, again, you've just sent shivers from one end to the other. The two greatest male mentors in my life were Spyrou-Likas, my baseball coach, and Bob Stainer, who's also a member of the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame, longtime head coach of the Saskatoon Harmony Center women's softball team that's going to be inducted for two Canadian championships later this year in the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame. So those two gentlemen, Les, they were both like dads to me. They're the reason that I fell in love with sports even more. And I've always had a great love affair for coaching and coaches. And I absolutely 100% credit both of those gentlemen for so much of that, which has so helped me along the way in my own professional career. So, yeah, when I hear that, it kind of brings tears to my eyes.
Peter, I don't know a lot about Saskatoon media before I started to live here 31 years ago. So when I look up and down the list of inductees, I'm not sure that I know all the media people who have been inducted, but I do recognize a couple of names, Ned Powers and Lloyd Saunders. And those are two pretty big names in media in Saskatoon, and you get to join them as well.
Yeah, I'll just be as honest as I can. I don't belong anywhere in the same place, paragraph, building. Lloyd Saunders, who I actually last met through Spyrou-Likas, which I guess is not a surprise, back in, you know, I think I was 11 or 12 when I first met him. And, you know, two guys early in my life were Lloyd Saunders and a gentleman by the name of Jack Sandberg, and watched both of them, along with many others, whether it's my old mentor, Roger Millions, and, so many people growing up. And, Rog has meant so much. I wouldn't have been able to accomplish one iota of the stuff without him hiring me three different times and being a great mentor and a leader and really paving the way. So, yeah, those are two big names for sure.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add before we close this off?
No, just I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful and so lucky to have grown up in Saskatoon and have had those great people in my life, and for more reasons less than just, sports. Like, I think about, Spiro and Rog and Bob Stainer and, the Saskatoon Harmony Center women's team. Those people, forget about sports and anything I've done in the media. Les, they set the table for my whole life. So those are the things, and those are the people I'm thinking about on a day like today.
You'll be here on November 1st, of course.
I will indeed, yes.
Absolutely. You wouldn't miss it for the world.